This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The city of Austin has an ordinance protecting transgender bathroom access, but a transgender woman says a bar downtown violated that law when an employee asked her not to use the bathroom of the gender with which she identifies, and then asked her to leave. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has the story.
Cecilia Melcher is a 22-year-old student at the University of Texas. She says last week a friend came to visit her from Houston.
He wanted to, see the town a little bit. I had school the next day, so I was like, I really don't want to, but, you know, he's here already, so might as well see what all happens.
They got some dinner, Peruvian food, Melcher's first taste.
Fried plantains, they were absolutely delicious.
They end up at the Chugging Monkey, a bar on 6th Street.
We get there, and I give the guy my ID. He looks at it, and he looks at me, and he says, who is this? And I'm like, it's me. And he kind of, looks back a little bit, and I'm like, okay, kind of strange, but it's not entirely uncommon because my ID's a little bit dated at this point. It's almost 2 years old.
Melcher's ID lists her as male, but she's been medically transitioning for 2 years.
My friend, he goes up and sits at the bar, and I immediately go to the bathroom because I had to go to the restroom. I always use the restroom of what is my choice and what I identify as, and that would be female. And so I was using the women's restroom.
Melcher says when she got out of the bathroom, the bouncer was there.
I could tell he was staring at me, and I walked up to him, and he was like, what sex are you? Did this person just really blatantly, ask me this question? And so I kind of, hesitate for a second. I'm like, I don't really feel comfortable answering that question. And he's like, oh, well, what does it say on your driver's license? And he's like, you can't use the woman's restroom.
The owner of the Chugging Monkey refutes this. He says the bouncer told Melcher to use the bar's gender-neutral bathrooms on the second floor. Because the bathroom she used was a one-person bathroom, it should have been gender-neutral. That's according to a city ordinance passed in 2014.
I was like, well, I don't really think it's fair that you're telling me not to use the restroom I identify as. And then he kind of started coming up and saying that I was causing a scene and that I couldn't use the ladies' restroom and then that I had to leave.
At this point, Melcher took out her phone and started recording. It's loud, and the first part of the conversation is hard to decipher. Melcher says the bouncer told her she couldn't use the women's restroom.
You want to make it more difficult than it needs to be.
I'm not making it any more.
Melcher says, you are kicking me out because I'm using the restroom. That is illegal.
That is illegal.
No, actually, it's not.
And then
I'm not kidding.
The video cuts out.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know exactly what's said.
Josh Hazard is the owner of the Chugging Monkey. I caught him on his cell phone, so the audio isn't great. He said he doesn't want to dismiss Melcher's claims, but
we're a bar. We have live music and we serve cold beer. I'm not trying to be the moral compass for everyone.
He said that Melcher was asked to leave because she was causing a scene.
She got emotional, didn't really want to listen to anything he was trying to say.
Hazard said that there may have been some miscommunication, but that the bouncer handled the situation well. Melcher has filed a complaint with the city about the bar's failure to make its single-user bathroom on the first floor gender neutral. She's seeking legal advice before filing a complaint accusing the bar of violating the city's non-discrimination ordinance. That rule says a business cannot deny services to someone based on race, gender, or gender identity, among other characteristics.
I don't think that this was fair or, right, and I would not want anyone else to have to go through that moment of just blatantly being rejected just because of who you are. For me, it was kind of a feeling of really worthlessness.
Melcher says she's never before been confronted about her bathroom choice.
It was important for me to hesitate in leaving. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. And I feel like with a lot of us, it's really hard to do that.
You want to take a second?
Yeah.
Totally.
Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.